Hi, this is Adam again.
Hey, Adam, this is John with Local Splash. I think you were speaking with my representative, Lulu. She asked me to jump on the line with you.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got cut off there.
Oh, no worries. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details regarding the first page placement. Did you have any questions about that listing on Google or how it works?
Yeah, I guess just kind of how it works and what pricing is and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm currently, like, listed with a couple other things, but, I mean, obviously, like, being on Google is, like, pretty much Google and YouTube are the internet, so.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube's also owned by Google. It's right across the street from us, so they give us a lot of...
Sucks.
I just started using YouTube TV on my boys. It's God's
You pretty much take away take away Google, there's no internet.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's been the most profitable way for a service-based business to market for the last 15 years, too. So, like, a big reason we called you about the placement is Home Advisor by Angie's List, they use Google advertising. They actually buy the leads from Google and then resell them to you for a lead fee that's going to be a lot more than what it actually costs you to get it on your own. And then they resell it. On top of that, it goes to, like, three or four other people.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to say is that I currently am signed up for Angie, and of course it gets a little pricey, like they, you know, 10 to 50 mm-hmm. bucks depending on the call or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's the same program. So the company that owns Home Advisor owns Angie's List. It's the same parent company, and they actually sell the same lead on both platforms. So it's like the lead you buy might go to like four different contractors, and then obviously, only one of you is going to get the job, so it's like 75% of you are just paying a lead fee for nothing.
Yeah, it seems like I'm part of the 75% most of the time. So.
Well, if we list you independently on the first page in that Google Places section, I mean, people can call you directly. You might not get as many calls, but the calls come through and real job opportunities who are just on Google. They have to look up what you do in order to even get your business information and call you in the first place, you know?
You know, that's a better situation for me because it's, you know, it's just me doing it at this point. Like, I don't have any employees, so, you know, it's honestly better for me to get fewer calls and more quality than just get a whole bunch of random calls because I don't have time to be on the phone all day, so.
Yeah, I mean, the reason they're sending that, yeah, they're only sending you a big volume, if they are sending you a big volume, it's mainly just because they're trying to sell it, right? They get a lead fee attached to every one, so they'll try to sell it and hash those out as much as they can, you know? That's how they make
well,
their money.
Like, I've saw it a few times, I noticed with these companies, like, you sign up, and then, like, the first couple of weeks, you'll get, like, a ton of calls, and then after that, you get, like, nothing. Like,
yeah, it's like... To me, I always tell business owners, like, using a pay-per-lead like HomeAdvisor or Angie's List is like buying scratchers.
Right?
It's like hit or miss, you know? It's gambling, yeah. So they get you hooked in the beginning. You're like, yes, I'm winning. And then you just keep buying them. And then, you know, the more you're hooked, the less likely they are to actually convert into something.
Yeah, I've kind of noticed that. It's like once they think they have you, they just send you all the crap job. It's like some idiot looking for parts or whatever. And it's like, you know, I get five calls a day of, like, something that can't possibly make me any money, and then I have to pay for it. But,
yeah, it's frustrating. No, I've used it before in the past for my dad's company. I've worked with a lot of people who have used it, too, and they always tell me they like having people call them directly off the first page. So that's a big reason why we saw you on the qualified candidates list for this Google Places placement. We're like, call that one first. He's probably already spending an arm and a leg. And it's it's a lot more cost efficient to just be on the first page independently. The thing about these first page placements is it's not always available. You know, there's only three guys that show for a 35-mile radius. So it's not a everyday thing where we could slap you up there, but... Do you have, like, all the required license and insurance?
I have the insurance. I mean, as far as licensing goes, I kind of just handle the actual appliance repairs. So I don't get into much that really is a licensing type deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say no on that part.
Yeah, they tell us to ask. You're in the handyman category. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of different things we could list you for, but they say just to ask, and then if they don't have it, obviously verify, like what you just told me. You know, you want to focus on the smaller jobs. I think it's like anything under 2 grand, your fine or things like it might be 15 or 25, but you can't take on really big jobs.
Yeah, that's kind of usually my focus is, you know, I do, you know, I only really honestly have time to do a couple jobs a day anyway because I'm mostly a full-time dad, so I'm only really doing jobs when my son is at school, so.
It's, nice.
You know, and, you know, those are $200, $300, maybe $400 jobs, and then I'm pretty much done for the day, so that's usually about all I can bust out at this point anyway, so, yeah.
Nice. It's well, we could like definitely fill up your schedule. You know, there's like a tracking system and app that comes with it too. So if you're missing calls, like even in the afternoon, it'll still pipeline the information. So that way, once you drop your son off the following morning, you can go into that tracking system or app and then you'll see all the leads that have called you, you know, in the meantime or overnight. That
way,
you're
not
like,
the question too, because, you know, like with the Angie thing, or like the eLocal thing and all that, it's like you get calls, but then if you can't answer the call right that second, then it's like you still get charged for it, even if it's, I don't know, it's been my experience, so you call somebody back 10 minutes later and they've already found somebody else, so there's really, most
yeah.
of the time there's no point in calling people back, but then you still have to pay for it.
We tell people, even on the first page, you know, you have like a 90% chance of answering of getting it if you answer the live call, but if it takes you longer than an hour, your conversion rates are going to drop 40%, and that's just on every platform. I mean, we live in a world of instant gratification. I think it might be a little bit worse from like HomeAdvisor because they're sending it to multiple people and they're telling you all the same thing, like jump on it as quickly as you can. So, you know, if you don't jump on it faster than the other five guys, somebody's probably already talking to it, you know what I mean? But same thing with the first page placement on Google. I mean, they call you directly rather than a lead getting texted to you. So that's actually the consumer on the line. You don't answer, and it might be something that they want to get done right away. I know me personally, I just will scroll down on my iPhone and then just tap the next guy. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's kind of how I like to handle it, too. It's like I don't want to get a whole 30 calls at once anyway because it's like you're scheduling people out days and weeks, and, you know, it's like I can come on next Thursday or whatever. It's like people hate that. It's like, so I try to I try to take less so I can just be like, yeah, I can be there at 1 or whatever it is, you know, and that's why it's, I don't know, just the scheduling people out for, like, tomorrow was one thing, but, like, scheduling people out multiple days, like, I've noticed that it's really a turnoff, so.
Yeah, it can be, especially if they're trying to get something done quick, and we're getting close to the holidays, so it's like, you know, these people, they're not very patient. But, you know, we can keep you pretty consistent. I mean, the call volume that we see, not just for appliance repair, but just handyman in general, we list you for 15 different keywords, and they always seem to kind of peak up in the handyman category around this time of the year, whereas most industries are kind of slowing down. This is one that stays pretty consistent or even goes up. But as far as, like, the campaign, they're going to want to make sure that you have, like, the proper insurance. You said you have insurance, right?
Yep.
Okay. So they're going to verify that. I don't think license is required unless it's over $2,000. Do you have a website at all?
Currently, that's something I need to actually get set up. I haven't got to that point yet, so. It's kind of it's kind of one of those things when I was like in the process of setting all this up, and then all of a sudden I ended up in a custody case with my ex. So that's kind of blobbed on top of all that, like right in the middle of me trying to set this business up. So that's been interesting.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. You know, that would definitely tug on my heartstrings. My wife's not even from here, so I've had those rough conversations a few times. I'm like, man. You keep pushing me. I'm just going to take them and send you back to where you came from.
Hey, honestly, if I get away with it, you know, honestly, if I get away with it, I'd take my son and move away from here. But, you know, I'm stuck here because she's here. But it's looking like at this point, I might have the say-so in the matter. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. I mean, usually if you got the money to support them, then you're good. You know?
That's pretty much where it comes down to.
LLC. Yeah, I mean, you'll be fine. Have you got an LLC yet?
I have the LLC and all that stuff, and you know, and obviously the IRS numbers and all that crap. So
yeah, well, just
so I got
right
it onto the website and all that stuff. They kind of got me at a standstill for like 2 months here with this case. So You know, and then of course, like, having a website designed is pretty pricey these days, so having to do extra cash for that.
I know. It's the graphic designers. I mean, I have some graphic designers downstairs. I could probably get Steve to, I mean, I definitely can. He's not going to be able to tell me no. Here, what do you think about this? Like, I have a platinum package that comes with a custom website design. Here, let me show you. You got texting on this number?
Yeah, I do.
I think this would be the best way to kind of jumpstart you.
I mean, that's kind of been the problem with all this stuff going on. I've just been, like, strapped for cash lately and can't afford to do anything. And then throwing money away home advisor for apparently no reason.
Yeah, that. And then what, you got a lawyer up now, too, right? I know.
Yeah,
that's
not cheap.
Yeah. I know. I've been paying an immigration lawyer for my wife for the last, like, 2 years. It's crazy.
Man, I guess.
She's originally from El Salvador, so. Yeah, it's pricey.
It's like, man, apparently everybody like makes money but me.
Right?
Yeah. No, it's a pain in the butt. And then I have two. I have a 2-year-old, and he's 2.5, and then I have a 5-year-old son, both boys. And they're getting expensive, too, with the holidays and everything. So I'm like, okay. It's like I got three kids is what it feels like.
Right. I feel like I have two kids, and I almost got rid of one, so...
Yeah,
I just want to see my one that's like actually a child. Get rid of the one that thinks she's a child. But.
Yeah, the one with estrogen is usually more difficult. You know.
Yeah, I noticed that with most humans in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Your son, you're like,
I think
okay,
it's a very toxic chemical, whatever.
He's
it is.
Like, yeah. The wife's like, I need a $5,000 ring or I'm not happy, you know. And I need a new purse and I need my nails done. I'm like, Jesus.
That's like, right. Well, I need to eat this month, so absolutely
wheel.
Not.
Yeah. Little guys get him a Hot Wheel. He's all stoked. He's like, yeah.
that's just crazy, like, how they think that we're just slaves. And it's like, sorry for you, but don't care about your problems. Like,
yeah. Well, modern day society is just kind of made, they messed it up.
The princess syndrome.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're finally to a point.
Oh, sorry,
Greg.
No, I have a buddy who has 3 daughters, and they're barely getting married on the 16th of next month, and they invite us to the wedding.
Oh,
I was having some beers with him the other day, and he's like, man, you're so lucky, you got 2 boys, and I'm like, I don't know, boys are pretty dangerous. He's like, yeah, but these girls, I got 4 princesses. And I'm like, man, you shouldn't tell them that they're princesses because they come up to my boys later on.
I'm going to introduce that C word. I think it's
the complete opposite. I'm like, yeah, she's just after your stuff. Get out of here.
Right, exactly. Well, I think that's what I ran into with my son's mom. Like, I was the first person she's ever met in her life that told her no, and she didn't know how to handle it. It's like, well, guess what? Got to keep telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they actually like that, you know. They don't really respect you, and they can walk all over you, but you put your foot down, and then you walk away, and I'm sure this whole thing is probably kind of an eye-opener for her, like, dang, he's got some huevos, because...
Well, luckily for me, I don't...
Yeah.
She was trying some of that crap the other day, and I'm like, you know what, you're 40 years old. Don't be even trying to... I mean, you're not even... You're too old to be cute, so you don't even have that anymore. So what do you got going on for you?
Yep.
Like, yeah, I'm sorry you made it this far on that, but that expired.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I tell my lady that all the time. I'm like, women age like milk. They just get more and more rotten. Like, we age like wine, you know? We're like, we get better. We get more fit, and we start realizing stuff, start eating better. All of a sudden, we look better.
We get smarter, get better. Like, yeah. It's like...
Yep.
It's like, how can you age and get worse looking and dumber at the same time? Like,
yeah, they got to snap out of it. I got lucky, though. My wife's not from here, so for the most part, she just kind of, she's very, like, old, traditional, kind of old school with it. So if I just tell her, like, hey, this is what's going on, she kind of just abides by it and leaves it be. So that's kind of...
It's because she's not American.
Yeah, yeah. People ask me that all the time. They're like, man, how do you do this and do this? Like, I just did an Ironman in October. In Sacramento, And they're like, where do you have time to train with two kids and work and book? I'm like, honestly, I'm like, well, honey, I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to go for a swim. I'm going to go for a ride. She's like, okay.
Honestly, I'm to the point I don't even consider American like human beings anymore. Like,
yeah,
like you turned into like some kind of crazy demon that I'm not even going to be a part of. Like, sorry.
It's all good, though. I mean, you're freeing yourself up. Now you just do the next one, you know. You take a little trip. Make some money. Take a trip. Go meet somebody else. You know what I mean?
I don't want to meet somebody else this point.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, nice to get a little lonely. But you do have your son, so.
I had time to be lonely, I might think about it, but I don't. So.
Yeah, last time I was single, I was childless, so maybe I'm thinking of it differently. I feel like maybe if we split, I probably wouldn't care so much about
it. Yeah, single with a kid is not really lonely. It's just still, it's actually just single but chilling. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's like, what are we going to get into today, dude?
Right?
Yeah. It's actually cool because it just gives you the opportunity to do, you know, all the stuff that you wanted to do when you were a kid. You know, we get a lot of, we're so focused on work, we lose our imagination, and then they're like, I want to go fish. I'm like, that sounds like a great idea. Let's go.
And if you don't, so and if you don't have a boat anchor, you can go do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I want to do this today, and it's like, oh, well, we don't have a thin Nazi, so now we can do whatever we want.
Yeah. Saying, oh, I got to go pay for this, so you guys can't do this. Yeah, I know.
My dad is like, now that she's free, she can go full crack whore if she wants. I'm like, I hope she does. Like,
have a good time, yeah. And at least
good luck, hooker.
Yeah, right? I got lucky in that regard, but I don't really call it luck. I just tell my buddies, like, hey, I just, from the very beginning when I first met her, I think it's because I dated this Italian girl for, like, 5 years before I met my wife, and she was, like, the horrible American blonde at the beach.
Oh, God, that's what I'm dealing with. Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just the most irritating being to ever walk the earth, but...
Yeah, then I met my wife, and it was such a change of pace. It was just like, I'm going to go do this, or, you know, I just put my foot down. Like, I'm just going to do this. I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to the gym. My last relationship, I didn't go to the gym. I'm like, I'm not letting that happen to my body ever again. I'm going to go work out. And she was like, okay. And I work out, too. Okay, let's go to the gym together. I'm like, what the hell? What is this?
You know, honestly, women are like cars. They don't make reliable ones in the United States.
Yeah. Seriously, yeah, very true. Found on road.
I think that pretty much.
Right?
I think that pretty much just sums up both arguments right there.
Yeah, the social media is kind of a bad thing too. Look, my wife's not really into social media and stuff.
Oh, like every single one thinks she's a princess and she's a celebrity, and it's like, no, you're just some idiot that works at Target. Chill out, like.
Yeah, I'm a model on Instagram. Like, yeah, I'm a football player on Madden.
Right, I'm a model on Instagram. It's like, yeah, I'm a baller that works at... No, like... They all think that, though.
Call of Duty. Yeah, no.
I'm a social media influencer. It's like, yeah, you've influenced me to not go on social media. But
I can't stand it. My wife knows the look, too. She starts pulling out the camera. We go anywhere, oh, can we take a picture? I just hear the look like, you kidding me?
You gotta start doing it. And then the duck face gets busted out, and it's all downhill from there.
Oh, no. Yeah, she doesn't even do that. Yeah, I got lucky. This one's like, she goes to the gym, doesn't wear much makeup. I was like, all right, I'll give you a ring. Let's go. Let's go get your paperwork. You're nice to look at. You're in shape. Yeah, it's different.
Right? They don't make those anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, the way her family raised her dad's like, man, I don't even got to worry about something happening. If she ever did something wrong, I'm pretty sure he would kill her.
Right?
They're just raised different, you know. She's like,
that's how it should be
about everything. Yeah, exactly. So it was cool. I had to go get his permission to take her out the first time, and I was like, oh, this is great. Different ball.
Yeah, I'm dealing with the total opposite. It's like, my daddy said I'm a princess. It's like, well, your daddy's retarded, so.
Yeah, and then the same guy gets cussed out by her. Like, when I was with that Italian chick, he would shut the F up, da 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 da, and then, like, a couple days later, she'd be like, I need $500, and he's just like, here. I'm like, what?
That's what I don't get.
Hell no.
I know, I dealt with,
for
like,
a reason, because I'd never go for that. Like, no,
I dealt with 20 years of being treated like that, you know, and now all of a sudden, like, she wants me to feel sorry for her. It's like, I don't care. Like, I honestly literally don't care if you're homeless and dry up and die. I really don't care. It's like,
It's like you just, I'm just like, yeah, I just did whatever you said. I don't care. Yeah, sure, throw them out there. I'll own up to it. I don't even care if it's something you made up and it's not even true. Sure, I did it. Whatever.
Like, yeah, that's when you know you're done. You don't even feel like arguing anymore. Like, yeah, I don't care. 2 + 2 = 5. You're right. Have a good day. You know?
Yeah, it's like this huge long novel. Yeah, like 14 paragraph text about how bad I am. It's like, yeah, I probably did all that. Sure.
Okay. You put the K.
Right. You didn't respond to me. It's like, I said K. Like,
yeah.
K is a response.
My brother hates that. I mean, him getting into arguments, I won't talk to him for like months. And I'm like, and then he's like, what's your problem? You know, I'm like, dude, you disturb my peace. Like, the second people disturb my peace is just like, bye. It's not even worth it, you know? Am I going to get
it? It's not that I'm discounting the validity. Right. It's not that I'm discounting the validity of what you're saying, which probably isn't valid anyway. It's just the fact that I don't care and I'm not listening. Like,
yeah, I told him.
It's like you blew me off. It's like, yeah, I did because I didn't care. Like, do you want me to lie to you? I really didn't care about what you had to say. Sorry.
Cut you off or come down there and punch you in the face in front of my nephews. What do you want to do? He's like, okay.
Right?
I'm like, I'm tired of it. He's like 5 years older than me, too. I'm like, you're too old for me to be punching, man.
So I'll give you the option. Like, I'll even, you know, if you want me to come punch you, I'll do it. Like, sure.
Yeah, my brother's great, though. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan, actually. So he's a vet. He has combatant training, but he's 37 now. So he's got 5 years on me, and he's just a little different now. I think now he's just he doesn't exercise anymore. Basically, once he got out of the service, he just left all that stuff behind.
Honestly, that's kind of how I've been lately with all this crap. Like, you know, it's like, you know what? I'm just going to eat some fast food and not go to the gym.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really healthy, though. That's why I try to tell them, because they try to give them all these meds and stuff, and then I got them back to the natural route, and I'm telling them, like, you know, the reason I go do those runs in the morning is because it makes the rest of the day go easier. Like, your day can't get any worse from there. So you just get...
Right. That's a good point.
You just get all your endorphins, get the hard stuff out of the way, and then the rest of the day is just smooth sailing, whereas you're just, like, slugging up the mountain all day long.
If you're getting up in the morning and drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes, like,
it's not going to go well. The cigarettes thing is crazy with him, actually. He loves smoking cigarettes. I never got into that. I was like, I'll drink once in a blue moon. The last time I had a beer was on my 1 year anniversary, was in August. So I haven't even had a beer since then, and I was on vacation.
That's how I am too. I don't know, like, this whole thing has got me kind of back into the cigarette thing, which I kind of go on and off with, and it's like, I hate this.
Yeah.
And it's like,
don't kill yourself over her. Yeah, no, don't do that. Go the other way, you know, get up a little early, go get some exercise. Is that a good example, too? Because little man's going to be seeing you smoke, and then he gets older, and he thinks that's normal. So then his friends are going to be token, and he's going to be like, oh, well, my dad does it, you know? I'm like,
right, that's true.
Yeah, I grew up in SoCal, so I used to, you know, back in high school and everything, you know, everybody, that's all they do, is go to the beach. They get smoked.
I didn't know anybody that didn't do that stuff quicker.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to get older and be like, okay, you know, I'm actually a parent, and, you know, I'm like, if I don't want him to be how I was when I was younger, maybe I got to set the example, like, hey, my dad doesn't do that. My dad works out and runs marathons and does
that. That is a good point, because at a certain point, like, I'm letting myself do that because she's influenced me to do it. You know, she's the person that insists on drinking and smoking and doing all the stuff every single day and has her entire life and refuses to quit, and it's like, why am I doing it? Like, because I let her get me into that? Like,
now you gotta, like, different example, especially when they're watching you go through it too, because, I mean, obviously you guys are just gonna get older, and whatever she's doing, she's gonna be doing, and he's gonna look at her, and then he's gonna look at you, and then he's got a decision to make with his life, you know? And if he sees dad go, hey, my dad lost you and nothing happened, he got better, you know what I mean? He got right back on that bike, got healthier, started the company, started doing all this stuff, and you went over here and did like this, you know? And then he's going to fall in love with somebody, get his little heart broke at some point, but he'll know how to respond to it. Like, okay, I'm going to go work out or do this little sports thing.
Man, that's a great point. It's like, dad did this, but it's like, you wouldn't hang out at the bar. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% your DNA too. So it's like,
it's like when I'm talking to the lawyer, it's like, the lawyer's like, what is she doing? I'm like, all this crap and this is retarded. And the lawyer's like, okay, let her do it.
Yeah. Write that down. Let's write that down. Use it against her. You know what I mean?
Right. Get some printouts going.
In the case, if they're like, hey, what have you been doing? Like, oh, I started the company. I've been doing this. What is she doing? You know? And then they're looking at it and, ah, she's not really making money. She's doing this, doing that, relying on. Women are usually codependent anyway. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Even though they're the mothers. Even though the mothers, a lot of times they try to favor the mother, but if she doesn't have her stuff together and you do, I mean, is that...
Well, they're super codependent, which is a turnoff, but then you get the strong independent type, and that's even more of a turnoff. So at this point in my life, they're just all a turnoff.
And then you got another dude you got to deal with.
Right. I'm a strong, independent woman. It's like, no, you're a lesbian.
Yeah, feminism only, they only want feminism when it applies to them, you know, when it benefits.
Right, they would just want the benefit, they don't want to do any of the work.
Yeah, you tell her, here, pay half the bill, they look at you like you're crazy.
That's not feminism, that's womenism.
Yeah.
My baby.
Yeah. The only one
a little bit.
So. Alright, sorry, I
gotta go get
a little off track. Is that your little one?
Yeah, he's mad because I'm not taking him to the Lego store. I got to get money first, and he doesn't understand how that thing works.
Yeah, my two are bonking each other on the head over the Legos and the building blocks right now. I got them both in the same room, so they're kind of like they're.
I'm okay with going to the Lego store, but I have to get paid first so we can.
Yeah, it costs money.
Well, I do. So sorry. It's not about to close.
How old is he?
He's 7. He's going to have an insane conniption fit here in a minute.
Ask him, does he have any homework?
Right? Oh, no, I can't even do that. He'll start screaming or whatever. It's like, oh, my God.
Hey, you got to do your homework. You want me to buy you Legos, man? What the hell?
Yeah, I just said we were going to the store. I didn't say we were buying anything.
Are you really going to make him go crazy? Oh,
right.
Man. Well, what I was gonna say is, like, they have this platinum package that has the custom website design included. It's really like an A to Z marketing campaign. So it has, like, not just the first page placement on Google, but Bing, Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages. It'll basically be like a one-stop shop where you won't have to do any other marketing companies. You won't have to have like 20 home advisors floating around just to get cash flow going. But the platinum package is usually $5.99. What I would do is I could reduce the monthly price by like 50% and put it on a month-to-month if you just want to try it out and get your foot in the door. That'll get your website built, get you Google verified, and have that first page placement, and then you can, you know, at will with it. But I'm pretty sure if you compare it to Home Advisor, you'll use it as like a long-term marketing solution. It's
so, like, is it just like the monthly, is it like just the monthly rate, or is there like a pay-per-call thing involved and all that stuff too?
No, lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. So the $2.99 is an all-inclusive price with the site, the first page placement, all the leads that come with it. There's no other surprises. You just have one bill each month. That's it.
Shit, that's amazing. Like, honestly, I'm paying 3 times that with eLocal, and I don't get anything out of it except some bogus crap.
I kind of imagine. So, like, we're partnered with Google, so I did a reverse phone number lookup on Quantum Repairs, and then I could see, like, pretty much everything that has online listings. Like, they created a Google business profile, but they didn't actually verify it and optimize it, so it's not on the first page, and that's not going to make you any money. Just having the only way people are going to find it is if they actually, like, look up Quantum Repairs right now.
Right, I mean, honestly, you know, I get more out of just throwing stuff on Craigslist than I do out of that, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
it's
yeah.
Amazing how many times somebody calls me and they're like, I saw your thing on Craigslist. I'm like, really? You didn't, like, see it somewhere else? Like,
yeah, well, they're not going to find it on Google the way it's set up right now. So I think eLocal was trying to do some kind of search engine optimization, but I don't think they have the algorithm or any kind of Google partnership, and that's probably why you're not seeing the success with it. Most people aren't typing in your business name. They're just typing in appliance repair or the service you provide, and then that's the guys they're going with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's kind of click on the first two guys and hope, you know, go from there.
Yeah, just the Google listing alone, I'm sure I'd be able to outperform with what you're doing on HomeAdvisor by Angie's and eLocal even combined. But, you know, Facebook is not bad either. Facebook ads that gets marketed and remarketed to people who have looked up your services in the past, and appliance repair and handyman services actually don't do bad on Facebook. I would say for my clients on a platinum package, probably about 15% of their total clients comes from the Facebook ads.
I wondered about the Facebook thing, if that's worth messing with. Like, you know, obviously, like, you got to jump through all the hoops and do all their crap, or they throw you at the bottom of the list.
You're in the handyman category. It works, you know, but most people aren't looking for, like, you know, general contractors on there. Sometimes, though, too, actually, because they're very visual. Facebook has a lot of pictures, you know, for somebody who's visual and just kind of, hey, I want it to look like that, you know, kind of thing. But
I guess my next question, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
I guess my next question, that sounds like honestly a better deal. Like, is there a way you could, like, hold my spot until tonight or something, possibly? Like, so I gotta go run by a customer's house and then obviously, like, get him food and go to the Lego store and do all this stuff here in the next couple hours. But is there a way we could kind of, like, put a bookmark in and let me kind of get situated as far as that goes? Like,
man, after getting to know you, I mean, I'd pull every string that I could pull, but really there's a group of them, kind of like Lulu, the girl that you were talking to before. They're downstairs, and it's like a call center. And so basically, they just, when a spot opens up, they tell them the industry and area, and Google will create a list of qualified companies, and they put it into a dialer system for them. So, like, obviously, I can go through there and kind of pre-screen it, or I can, like, put it on a hold for a little bit, but they'll tell me, you know, after a little while, you know, okay, what are we doing with this? Because, you know, if I put it on hold all day and then doesn't work out, then I'm just basically setting everybody back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's understandable.
They tell me to not really do that. But, I mean, with the pricing structure that I have you on, you know, I mean, it's usually double that, and they usually charge a setup fee, too. Did you see the pricing page that I sent you?
I've been driving the whole time, so honestly, I haven't really been able to look at anything.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Not with a little guy in the car. But there's usually a setup fee, too. It's almost $300. So normally you're paying $898 the first month and then $599 monthly. I got it down to $299 out the door and then locked in at that rate if you want to keep using it long term.
And it's kind of a month-to-month deal at that point?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's month-to-month starting out. Everybody that's on that first page, is they're coming back at their on their own will. You know, they're not, I mean, unless they've opted into it on their own, like, hey, you know, you got any, we have 6 and 12 month deals, but you got to ask for it. Usually what we want to do when we're starting out is go like 2 or 3 months at least on month-to-month. That way we can make sure your reviews and everything are good. You know, if you turn out to be a serial killer, we still want to be able to part ways with you, not have to promote you and tell them that, you know, oh, he already paid.
So how does that work with, like, with a review thing? Like, you need a certain amount before you can get listed, or, like, how does that go?
No, not for this. For Google Guarantee, yeah. But that's something I wouldn't even recommend starting out. I mean, if you have this, I don't think you'll really ever need Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee is pay per lead. You know, I mean, maybe you get like 4 or 5 guys to work for you, then I would, you know, maybe consider it. I think you'll have more than enough clients right now if it's just you. Even you and one other person would be pretty damn busy.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of what I'm looking for, is like kind of me and one other person. I mean, I think
that's... Yeah, if you got a buddy that you trust.
I mean, that's kind of like the most optimized situation for me at this point, so... Which I can totally pull off if I just had enough calls for it, so...
Once you get people working for you, it's an X factor. Like, I was really lucky with our painting company. We have a painting company down here. It's in Orange County in Southern California. And my dad was painting, like, his whole life. And then I guess he just, I don't know, he didn't have any kind of retirement. He's 62 now. And he was still, like, working and painting. And I'm like, let's just start our own company. So I just started it. I did all the paperwork. He didn't understand the logistics. I did the marketing, got the clients going in, and all he does is really oversee the jobs. He goes and shakes hands with the homeowner, figure out what they want, goes to Home Depot, does some color matching and stuff, and then we have the guys go out there and actually do the work, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it just keeps him busy. He's one of those, like, body in motion stays in motion. I think I got it from
him. I'm kind of one of those people, like, I like being the guy that actually does the work, but at the same time, like, I need more than one guy doing the work, so, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those. Like, I just, necessary. Like, I just enjoy doing mechanical things. Like, I don't know. I'd much rather do that than, like,
you know, sit behind a computer. Like, I'd go fucking insane. I don't know how people do it.
Yeah. I get bored. Like, I'm good for, like, the first 3-4 days of vacation, and then after that, I'm just bored.
Right?
But pretty much, I exercise like a madman. Like, this morning, we have a gym downstairs in our building. It's called Equinox. It's, like, connected to the building.
Hey.
So, like, I go down there at, like, 5 o'clock, and work starts at 7. So I get, like, a 2-hour session in, have, like, an hour lunch. Sometimes I'll go run a couple miles at lunch or swim.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and then I get out at 4, and it's, like, I'll go home, hang out with the little guys. They'll probably pass out, like, 8:30, 9, you know, just enough time for me to roll around with them, get them tired, get them tucked in, and then I'll go out and do, like, a night run or something or go back to the gym again. So I just train all day long, pretty much. My wife, she drives her crazy, but it is what it is, you know. I like it.
Hey, that's amazing, huh?
Yeah, the Ironman was something I always wanted to do. Well, I can't say that. I didn't always want to do it. So I went to Hawaii, like, a couple years ago, the Big Island, and they have the Ironman World Championships there, which I didn't know about until I went there. It was my birthday, and my birthday's in October, and they do it every year in October. So I went out there, and I just saw these guys flying by on the bikes, and then they're like, oh, this road's closed off, and it's like the main road around the whole island. And so I'm like, okay, let's go to the other side of this island. So I drive like an hour and a half to the other side of the island, and the same road that goes clear around the island shut off, and these guys are flying by on their bikes. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, the whole island shut down? And so I went to the Lii Drive, and then I seen the actual, like, finish line, and I sat there, just kind of watched these guys come across in the Ironman World Championships, and I was like, okay, I want to do this, you know, and that's kind of when I got into it. So I've been doing that for the last 3 years, just training for it, and I barely did my first one last month, and I got.
You know, I used to be like a health nut, and like fitness nut, and all that stuff, and it's like now I don't do any of that except just dad stuff. I need to probably take care of myself better. Well, like,
yeah, I mean, the key for me, and now I'm just kind of preaching, but this is just my own thing, is like you got to take care of yourself first. You know, I lost my mom when I was 16, or I think I was, yeah, 16. It was 2010. She passed from cancer. So I was probably 17 at the time. She passed from cancer, and then, you know, I was like, okay, my mom wasn't healthy. She used to drink, like, those big gulps from 7-Eleven, like, soda, you know what I mean? Like, straight
pretty coke, much all the bad, like, stuff, right?
Yeah, she was a chain smoker. So
probably just smoked the whole train. Like, it takes a while.
Yeah, she did, though. And she had cancer, and she still didn't care. She kept smoking them, you know? So, like, I had decided already at that age. I was already playing football and stuff when I was young, but I was like, I never want to smoke. I just thought it was disgusting. My mom would smoke. I would, like, take her cigarettes and, like, break them or, like, throw them away or hide them from her, you know? It was just, like, I just thought it was disgusting. And so I never really got into it. But now that I have my kids, I'm even more adamant about it, because it's just like, I don't...
Well, it really is. Like, I noticed, like, even with me, like, the days that I don't smoke, I feel fine, but the days I do smoke, it's like that smell never leaves, and you feel sick all day, and it's like, why did I do this? Like, you know,
yeah.
But it's like the next day, it's like, you know what, I think I'm going to do it, and it's like, fuck. Not
well,
the best
I mean,
way to start your day.
So then I got talked into the green thing when I was in, like, high school.
Right.
You know, and they're like, it's not cigarettes and you'll be fine. And I was like already kind of depressed from like my mom, like senior year. And so I was like, all right, whatever. You know, I dabbled in it, tried it. And then I started getting that anxiety of just like, why did I do that? Right after.
I always thought that was hilarious. It's like, it's healthy. It's not cigarettes. I'm like, you're literally still smoking.
Like, yeah, like nobody's ever died from it. And then now they're like, it's linked to heart disease. Like,
right? I'm like,
oh, ironic.
It's like, no, dude, people only die from cigarettes. I'm like, no, the people that smoke weed also smoke cigarettes. It's the same people.
They're still smoking like a chimney. Yeah, but right. I always think like with our kids, it's just that like we're supposed to lead by example. And I just feel like, you know, not like, again, not to preach to you, but I got to take care of myself in order to be a good dad to them. And they didn't
you know,
have to be brought into the world You know what I mean?
No, I appreciate that, man, because I need that. I've been kind of slipping on that lately, honestly, like the last few months.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough because we are who we are before they're born, you know what I mean? And then they're born, and then you're just supposed to change, you know? In the beginning, I was not open to that idea. Like, oh, I'm not just going to, like, change my whole life. Like, I'm his dad, and I'm going to be the same way. And he's just, I don't got to change. Like, I'm his dad, you know? He's got to accept me. And then as I got older, I was just like, that's not right. Because if anybody is going to talk him off of a bridge or tell him to, like, not get on that motorcycle because you're going to die, it's going to be me. You know, if I'm riding a motorcycle or I'm smoking cigarettes, it's going to be hard for me to tell him not to do it when I'm the person probably idolizes the most. You know what I mean? And I really care about him. I don't want him to crash a motorcycle.
I feel like motorcycles are like the vehicular equivalent of cigarettes.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a high death rate, you know? I don't ever want to see my kids die. Like, I would rather, you know, they're supposed to bury me, you know? So I'm like, it just helps them. Even if you live to, you know, see 18, I used to be like, oh, he's 18, he's out of the house. And now that I have him, I'm like, there's no way, you know what I mean? Like, if he's 30, 40 years old and he needs me and I'm alive and I could help him, I'm going to help him. And I want to be able to help him, you know what I mean? So obviously I still want him to get his independence. You know, and I don't try to, like, baby my boys, but, you know, I kind of raise them to be tough, not need me, but still I'm here, and then I also try to take care of myself so that I'm there just to give them the best
chance. That's hard to make one independent, though.
Boys,
I guess.
I think it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easier. The problem is my wife, she just kind of doesn't like me disciplining them, so that's, like, the only time we ever argue is, like, I'll smack them upside the head. And
they need it. But you're lucky you didn't get kicked upside the head. Get out of here.
Right. Shut up, your legs.
It's like you punch me, and it's like, well, you're lucky I didn't kick you. Now get out of here.
Yeah. Could be worse. Yeah, but I'm also, like, fortunate enough to, like, okay, I've taken my son some places, both of them, and then I've had them see, like, how other people live, you know? Like, even we go to Hawaii, they're like, oh, it's a vacation. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go over here and see how the real Hawaiians live. You know, these kids have no shirt on, and they're, yeah, and they're living like crap. It's like, okay, we got the colonized area over here, all the rich people. That's not reality.
That's not how it actually works.
Yeah, so I kind of keep them humble, and I don't just give them stuff when they ask for it. I try to tell them, like, hey, you got to earn it, you know? And so... It's tough. Being a dad is tough, but honestly, it's like the biggest blessing ever, because everybody that's like your age now that doesn't have them, or that's my age now that doesn't have them, they go, oh, you know, I'm living my life. I'm going out having beers. I can go meet a bunch of chicks. Da, da, da. I'm like, dude, you're 60. You're going to be so lonely.
Right.
You're going to be so lonely. Like, Christmas is rolling around.
Or you already are.
And you're going to be the Grinch. You're just, every year, it's rolling around. You got nobody coming to visit you. You got no grandkids. Your boys don't want
to. Yeah, who wants to live like that?
Nobody wants to. Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. And they have no idea. And then they're not taking care of their body. So I'm like, you're going to fall apart and have nobody to help you.
But basically, you're just going to die in a chair somewhere anyway.
Miserable. Yeah, in a hospital. People don't give a crap. Like, you know, it's. Your boys, especially having a son, it's amazing. You know what I mean? Just have him be your best friend. And as you get older, that's how he's just going to think about it. And he's not going to let something happen to you, just like you never let anything happen to him, you know? It's a blessing.
I guess probably not to cut you off.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with, like...
Oh, you're cutting out bad, Adam.
Bitch.
Oh, you're cutting out bad. Say that again.
Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, now I can. You were cutting out pretty bad there, though.
Yeah, it's Colorado. We have, like, no signal anywhere, so.
Yeah. I know how it is. My brother lived in Telluride for a while, so it was like when we go visit him, there was no phones.
I might actually. Shit. Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, now I can, but you're cutting out. What was your question?
I was going to say, say if we started this month, like, this month for now, like, how long would it be before, like, it starts showing up on the first page?
Yeah, so Google sends you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. So I already have, like, the address down. They say it would take about 5 to 7 days to get it. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it. So we need that, and we also need to build your website. So I would say, like, honestly, 10 to 14 days for you able to see yourself up there. you'll see return in the first month, but month two is where things will probably really pop because you won't have to go through that setup period again, and you'll have the full 30 days of being up there.
I mean, like, what would I need to do, like, today as far as, like, reserving the spot? Like, I know I'm kind of, like, pressed for time at this point, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would just have to create the account. I have most of the information already, and then secure your first month's payment, and we could do the client interview, like, tomorrow morning at a set time.
Okay, I mean, I'm probably down with that. I mean, as long as you can kind of guarantee me that I'll get on the first page, because that's what I've been hoping for, so...
Yeah, you'll get on the first page, but Google doesn't want us to say the word guarantee unless it's actually Google Guarantees program. They don't want us, like, guarantee you clients or leads or anything for the local listings, even though guys get most of the time more calls from the local listings than the Google Guarantee campaign because Google Guarantee is pay per lead. But Google just created that guideline once they came out with that Google Guarantee program. So I can't, like, guarantee you customers or
right.
anything from it. But
I mean, what do we do as far as... What do we do as far as, like, the website goes? Like,
so during the client interview, they're going to interview on the site. So they'll get a general idea of how you want the website to look. And then we have some templates, too, for your industry that you could kind of oversee or use as, like, a starting point, if you'd like. And then we would obviously continue to fine-tune it. So all the hosting is a part of the service. Any changes you want to make to the site while you're using us is all included.
Okay, cool. And you say probably, like, set up for tomorrow morning?
For a client interview, yeah. Client interviews are like 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case you have extra questions.
Monday, 20, what is this, 13?
The 14th tomorrow.
What week I'm actually on. I would say it's probably worth a shot at this point. Like, is there any, I guess, once we do that, like, it's just been...
Home Advisor or eLocal, but you have to promise me you cancel, like, both of those and save yourself some money.
Oh, dude, okay. That's what, I mean, yeah, if this works out better, it's like I'm just going to let those ride out. And
yeah, right? I mean, if you've already paid them up and then they're going to give you like a balance on the leads, then yeah, might as well squeeze everything you can out of that. But it's not a long-term marketing solution. You shouldn't be paying 3-4 lead fees for every job that you land. It's crazy.
I mean, that's kind of where it's at. It's like every job I pay, it's like, should I really have to be paying 30 or 50 bucks for one phone call? It's like, shit.
Yeah, but then you need like 2 or 3 of them to get a job. So it's like you're probably paying $100 plus per, which isn't
bad. I'm giving
like
them like half my profit at that point, like, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're not even a business owner. You're basically working for Home Advisor at that point as a contractor, and they're just subcontracting.
I mean, I'm probably game. Let's go ahead and start it real quick.
Okay. What's a good time for the client interview?
Probably 9 o'clock, something like that.
Okay. You're on Mountain Standard. We're on Pacific Standard, so it's 3:23 your time right now?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to schedule it between 8 and 9 my time. It'll be 9 and 10 your time. What's your email address?
So it's kind of a weird one. It's 7neutrons@protonmail.com.
Okay. The number 7 or spelled out?
Yeah, the number 7 and then crammed together with neutrons.
Okay. 7neutrons@protons, you said?
Yeah, Proton Mail.
And you're starting to look like a big nerd.
Right. I've been accused of that before. I guess I do kind of use all the nerd words, huh?
Yeah, Neutron. Reminded me of Jimmy Neutron growing
right.
up. Yeah, that was a good one.
I like nerd words.
I don't show that anymore. Yeah. Some stuff. I mean, you'd go crazy with Google Analytics then. You'd be surprised the kind of stuff you'd find in the Google Analytics system and the stuff people use. It's crazy. It's actually kind of like a dark side of the internet when you realize how many crazy people there are out there.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's like a whole like black market that you can look at for Google Analytics, and then it's like people are actually like looking to buy livers online, and that gets
That's
searched
insane.
A lot. Like, yeah, it's crazy. I guess
I haven't really had much of a need for you livery way, but I'll keep it in mind.
Yeah, I was talking to my wife about that because she got her license recently. Again, she's not from here, so she's 27 and barely getting her license. But she's like, "Do I put donor or not donor?" And I'm like, don't put donor on there. And she's like, but I could save people. And I'm like, that's exactly what they're going to say when they find you on the side of the road, completely savable.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Save 10 people, just let her die.
Right?
It's like, oh. Like, yeah.
That's how that works.
They probably got some millionaire laid up waiting for your liver. They're just going to let you die, go make that money.
I'm sure that probably actually happens, too.
Oh, 100%. 100%. They're just like, okay, this perfectly healthy young man just got in a motorcycle accident. Oh, let's let him hemorrhage out, and we'll put his body in there and put it on ice, take what we can use, and send the rest back to his family for the funeral.
And peace the frig out.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big reason I don't want my kids on a bike.
Right, yeah, exactly.
that exact scenario. What's your last name, Adam?
It's Yelton. It's Yelton. So we got 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, actually. And you said neutrons is plural in your Gmail, right?
Yeah, plural.
All right, you're at Proton Mail, it is? Or just proton.com?
Proton Mail.
Okay, I gotcha. I don't know why I haven't heard that one before. Thought I knew them all.
Yeah, that's kind of a unique one.
Is that just customized through Gmail?
No, it's a encrypted server based in the Netherlands, you know, because I have all this, you know, sensitive information over here or whatever, so.
Mm-hmm. I went to Amsterdam the first time I was 20 years old. Those people know how to party.
I've never been out of this country, but I feel like if I ever do get out of this country, I'm not coming back. Like,
oh, yeah. I'd blow your mind. I actually, by the time I met my wife, I'd already visited 26 countries. So that's why I wasn't really opposed to dating somebody that wasn't from the United States. I realized pretty much any woman that wasn't from the United States is the best case scenario. Yeah.
I'm only opposed to dating people that are from the United States. Like, that's not happening, so. There's a reason that Americans are considered trash, because they are. Right.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I went somewhere else. You know, I had a brother who's in the military, and I grew up kind of a patriot, you know, and then I go travel, and then they're like, oh, that's what you guys think of us. You know, even you're going to allied country, I'm in the middle of Paris, they're like, no, Americans are horrible. They're like violent, they're stupid. I'm like, wait, what?
And it's all true.
Yeah, and then they explain from their perspective. I'm like, dang, that's true. I do that.
Right.
I have guns. I don't use it for that reason, but, you know, it's crazy. Oh, man. All right, so I got your business profile created. You're still at this 3807 Half Turn Road, apartment 110?
Yep, same place.
You can get mail there, right?
Yep.
You send your pin? All right, let's send the pin out right now. Okay, Mountain Standard. All right, and then we've got to buy a domain for you. Get that. You have a logo or, like, photos of work you've done in the past?
Yeah, I can get that stuff and send it in.
Okay, here. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, and then I'll also send you this email. And so, for sure, you have insurance, just no license, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What do you mean, pretty much?
Yeah, but not the license thing.
Okay. I'm like, all right. But the insurance, you have insurance?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not going to sign you up and then have it backfire and you're going through legal stuff and you got a little guy over there. You know, I'm going to make sure it works. All right. And then, okay, so there's the number. All right, and then I just got to secure your first month's payment. How did you want to secure the $299?
I can just give you my card, I guess.
All right. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
This one's going to be just under my name.
Okay. Nelson. Any middle initial?
Yeah, it's C.
C, okay. Billing address the same as the street address?
Yep. It's all the same. All
right. I'm ready for you.
Okay. It's 4733-3601-0672-2352.
Okay. Expiration date, month, and year?
It's 11/28.
And then three-digit code on the back?
That's 367.
367?
Yep.
Okay. All right, man. Almost done. I'll get you buying those Legos so that way you don't got to deal with the screaming little guy. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to our local / voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Quantum Repairs.
Okay, can you please state your name and title within the company?
Owner-operator.
Thank you. And your first and last?
Adam Yelton.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Quantum Repairs? Oh, you cut out.
Hear me?
Hello. There we go. Now I can. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Quantum Repairs?
Yes, sir.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to get a welcome text message and welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. It'll also have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup is set to be processed today, November 13, 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. I've put you on a friends and family rate for a platinum package. I've included a custom website designed for you. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 13th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties on this friends and family plan. If you are going to discontinue, we just ask that you contact us before the next bill is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep. So, like, say if we get to the point of cancellation, like, what number would I call to do that or whatever?
Yeah, so we have 24/7 customer service at that same 877 number that I texted you on, and then I also put my direct number and extension in there, too.
Okay. So, is there a way you could give that to me? I'm just going to write it in here just so I know who's calling me and all that, and so I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. I didn't know if you saw the text, but it's 877-635-6225.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 225.
Okay, 877-635-6225. And then you hit extension 544 to call me directly. If it's after 5 o'clock Mountain Time, you hit extension 1. There's 24/7 customer service available to you, too.
Okay, extension 544, you said?
Yep, 544.
All right. So I guess we should be set up, and I guess I'll get a call tomorrow, it sounds like, so.
Yep, tomorrow you're going to get a call. It's scheduled between 9 and 10 your time. If you look at your text messages here when we hang up, you'll see the outline of the agreement in writing, and then there's also a form that you got to fill out for a Google verification. If you're having any problems with it, just shoot me a text or call in directly.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it, man.
All right, I'll let you get back to those Legos, man. I'm looking forward to working with you and making sure this is your last stop. Get the website and everything set up.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping so.
Yeah, we'll stick it to your ex and give her the bird.
Right. I'm just happy to stop paying for e-locals and home advisors and all this crap, and it's only good for 2 weeks or whatever, and my God.
Yeah.
Like, if I can get out of that cycle.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much what they're doing, Adam, is just like, it's like if you sign up for this today and then you take the leads individually, instead of going out on the job, you went and subcontracted it to like 5 guys. You told all of them, hey, I'll take $100, here's a job. And then it's like, right. In real life, they're going to punch you in the face. You can't do that, you know, but they don't have a face to punch. So they do that and they just kind of dispatch it out to all of you. It's like a game of roulette. And then
they get away with it.
Yeah. Well, not really, though, because, I mean, look, actually, you should fill this out, bud. Here. So this is an FTC report. The Federal Trade Commission is talking about shutting these guys down. You can report them for fraud if you feel like they're ripping you off. There's a little tab at the top. Yeah, they actually just got ordered. I think it was like last month. Here's the other one. Yeah, they had to pay back like $7.2 million in lead fees just like a month or two ago. I'll send you the other one, too. Yeah, it might be a good idea to fill that out. Maybe, who knows, maybe that takes care of one of your lawyer payments.
That'd be helpful.
Yeah, it comes in. I think it takes a little while to process, but I've worked with a lot of people who've gone through that. I have this guy, Mike. He's in DFW, Texas. He has a roofing company. They charge him like $4,600 in like 2 weeks on roofing leads. And so like, I had to like – he's old, man. He's got like a flip phone, and they were texting him leads. He didn't know how it worked. So they were just debiting his account like every day, multiple times a day. It's like $150 leads. It's crazy. But anyway, I'll let you get back to Little Man, and then I'll circle back with you in the morning. If you need anything, just call in, okay?
Okay, sounds good, man. I will talk to you in the morning.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Bye.